The DC establishment and its media cronies tell us that January 6th represents the worst attack on democracy in the history of the free world. But is it all a distraction from the real problems facing our nation? That's what we're going to talk about today on Crisis Point. Hello, I'm Eric Sammons, your host and the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Be sure to like and subscribe to this channel, wherever you might listen to it, wherever you might watch it. I really appreciate it. People find out about it and it helps keep the channel growing. Also, follow Crisis Magazine on the various social media outlets. We're usually at Crisis Mag. We're on Twitter, MeWe, Gitter, Gab, Facebook. I'm probably forgetting some of the other ones as well. We stream these podcasts live on usually on Tuesday afternoons on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Twitter, on Odyssey, and on Float, although Float hasn't been working that great lately. So just be sure to pick us up at any of those different locations. Okay, so we're going to talk about January 6th because that's what everybody tells us that we're supposed to talk about. That's what the media says that we absolutely have to talk about. So what's happening right now is there's congressional hearings into what happened on January 6th, 2021 at the Capitol building. For those of you who don't know, actually you all know, so never mind. So essentially what's happening is a Soviet-style show trial. It has no desire to come to the truth. It has no desire to find out facts, maybe arrest people, get people arrested in that. In fact, the chair just said today that the committee would not be making any criminal referrals. In other words, it's not really trying to get to the truth of the matter and say what actually happened on that day. I mean, obviously, it's been, how many months has it been since that happened? 17 months, I think it is, something like that. Yeah, about 17 months. No, 12 plus, yeah, 17 months. Okay. Doing live math is hard. So it's been about 17 months since the January 6th incident at, I'm going to call it incident or just January 6th, because that's actually one of the points is what actually happened that day. But if something really happened where, for example, President Donald Trump had directly advised people to storm the Capitol or to commit illegal acts, you don't think by now they would have found it and done something about it? It's obvious they don't have anything of a smoking gun on a level that would indict somebody like President Trump or one of his top advisors. If they had that, they would have already used it long ago. This essentially is just an effort to not get, for a couple things. First of all, it's an effort to help Democrats. It's a help effort to help Democrats because their numbers are cratering. They're doing awful. They're terrible. Things do not look good for the fall. And so it's an effort to try to prop up their numbers, to basically by taking down Republican numbers. It's an effort to try to keep Trump off the ballot in 2024. I mean, their goal would be to see Trump in jail. I mean, obviously, that's what the end game is for the left. But what they're trying to do is they're at least trying to keep him from running or at least hurting him a lot in 2024. Now, I say this, and I want something to be very clear here. For those who haven't really followed me or this channel or anything like that, I'm not a huge MAGA guy. I'm not a huge Trump fan. I did not vote for him in 2016. I voted for third party. I voted for him somewhat reluctantly in 2020, unenthusiastically, at least you could say. And I don't want him to run in 2024. I don't think he would be the best candidate to run in 2024. So I'm not saying this whole hearing is a effort to crush Trump because I'm some big MAGA guy who everything that Trump does is great and everything anybody goes against him is evil. That's not at all where I'm coming from. Like I said, I'm not a big Trump guy. I was a very anti-Trump in 2016 and for a number of years. I voted for him reluctantly, unenthusiastically in 2020, and I don't really want him to run in 2024. I think his time is done. I think we need to move on to other people. That being said, I hate to see something like this. I hate to see the powers of government used and abused in order to for a political vendetta. In order to basically do a hit piece on Trump and try to win the elections for the Democrats, for the left. And that's essentially all this is. We also see it in the fact that on the day, I believe it was on the same day that the January 6th show trials started, the FBI arrested the gubernatorial candidate, the front-running Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan. Oh, his name is now all of a sudden, I'm forgetting his name, Kelly or something like that. But anyway, it sounds like, I don't know much about him, but it sounds like this guy is a traditional Latin mass goer, has a big family, solid guy, but he was at January 6th, and now they're trying to pin criminal charges upon him. And I think the fact that they're doing it now is not a coincidence. I think that's another case of just simply trying to crush any opposition to the left, to the Democrats, by making it as if anybody who dares to support anything that happened on January 6th, just a rally or against the election of 2020 or for Trump, if you can paint them with the most extreme brush possible, that's the path to victory, the Democrats think. That's honestly the path to victory. And this has been a narrative from the beginning, from day one of what happened on January 6th. The next day, the left was calling it an insurrection. Now, those of us who watched what happened and followed it and actually looked at what happened, there's no way you can react to the idea that this was an insurrection other than by mockery, ridicule, laughter. It clearly was not an insurrection. If this was an insurrection, it was the most poorly planned, most ineffective, most ridiculous insurrection that's ever been held in the history of mankind. Also, I do want to make one point, though. This is kind of an aside. Our country was founded on an insurrection. And I think we need to always remember that. And in fact, it's in the Declaration of Independence itself that we're founded on the idea that you can overthrow your government. I mean, that's the whole point of the Declaration of Independence, is the idea that you're declaring independence from another country, you're overthrowing a quote-unquote legitimate government. So the idea that the word insurrection, frankly, should not be such a curse word in the American political lexicon. Like I said, we were founded on it. We're about to celebrate 4th of July here in a few weeks. And that day celebrates the insurrection of the American people over the British government. And so the idea that if we just say something's insurrection, then we automatically, we really need to be against that. That's un-American. That's anti-American. As Americans, what we should do is when we hear about an insurrection, we say, oh, well, was the government oppressive? Did the government need to be overthrown? Were the people right to do this? And decide like that. We should not just think, oh, insurrection's bad. Absolutely not. Even in this country. But the left knew that the word insurrection would work, so they immediately tagged it to this day. And you may sound like we were this close to our entire American democratic system, which is actually a republic, from toppling. I mean, those of us who saw images, which is all of us, but some people seem to forget, you had the Viking dude in the Capitol building, and that supposedly was this close to all the American experiment just toppling. If that's the case, our American experiment deserves to be toppled because it's hanging by a thread, if that's actually true. And so what the narrative was from the beginning is that Trump and his supporters want to overthrow our democratic system. They want to overthrow what makes us great. They are a threat to democracy here and everywhere. And of course, that kind of goes along with their narrative they had for 4 years under Trump. From the day Trump took office, he was a threat to democracy. He was an autocrat. He wanted to rule. He was an authoritarian. He wanted to rule as a dictator. He was the next Hitler. And of course, none of that was true. I mean, it was a joke, in fact. In fact, the biggest criticism I would have against Trump is that he didn't overthrow the deep state. He didn't drain the swamp like he claimed. If he was truly a dictator, if he was truly authoritarian, he would have done a lot more to get rid of the deep state, but yet he wasn't able to. He was powerless to. But wait a minute, an authoritarian dictator isn't ever powerless, are they? And so the whole narrative has been a joke from the beginning, but that is the narrative that we've been given since January 6th and even before that. The fact, though, is that why are we having these committee trials now? The reason is because we need a distraction. The left needs to distract the American people to be distracted. What do we need to be distracted from? The most obvious thing is the impact of the COVID lockdowns and mandates. We're still feeling the effects of what our government did to us. If any government deserves to be overthrown, it's a government that would lock all its people in their houses for no good reason, or any reason for that matter, would impose mandates where people would lose jobs, would shut down businesses, people would lose their livelihood, would cause mental health problems for countless people, thousands if not millions of people, would cause people not to be able to attend their own parents' funerals, would keep sick people from being ministered to from priests and from pastors and other people, would keep families separated from their sick elderly people in the hospital, would do all these things in the name of health when there was absolutely no actual evidence that it would help the public health. That's the type of government, frankly, that sounds like it does need to be overthrown. It does need an insurrection. But so the government needs us to be distracted from that, from the consequences of COVID lockdowns and the mandates. It needs to distract us from the impact of the Black Lives Matter riots from 2 years ago. The Black Lives Matter riots, by any indication, by any measurement, were far more destructive, far worse than anything that happened in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Mom and pop stores were vandalized, were burnt down. People were killed. People were injured. Cops were taking a knee to people who were breaking the law. All these things were happening throughout the entire summer of 2020. And yet the left basically just called it mostly peaceful protest. So they want to distract us from that. They want to make it like January 6th is a real problem, not things that what happened in the summer of 2020 with the BLM riots. The left also wants to distract us from inflation. The latest numbers show 8.6% CPI rising, which is just a joke. It's far more than that. But even at 8.6, this is really harming actual real-life Americans, especially the poor. Real people are having to make decisions about, okay, what kind of food can I afford this month? Can I, you know, with the cost of gas and having to go to and from work, am I able to put food on the plates of my children? This is a real thing that's going on for real people because of the rising cost of rate of inflation, which is caused by the inflation of the money supply, the government just pumping more money into the system over and over again to solve every problem. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. All the COVID policies are helping cause this inflation. And not only inflation, but supply chain issues. Things like baby food formula not being available. Now I just heard, like yesterday, I think it was, there's a shortage of tampons for people who menstruate. Not women, I guess, but people who menstruate. And now there's a shortage of those. And so these are real issues that people are facing. And so we need to distract, the powers that be need to distract us. They need to keep us, hey, look over here at this, what's happening over here? So you don't see what's happening over there. That's what they're saying. Look at this shiny ball. That way you don't know. You hopefully will forget about the fact that you can't feed your family. I mean, I don't think it's going to work, but I think that's what a major part of this January 6th commission is trying to distract us from the real issues today. Our foreign intervention's going wrong. Here's another case of they're trying to distract us. We're sending $40 billion plus to a faraway land while people are having a hard time feeding their kids in this one. We're acting like the biggest problem in our country is something that happened 17 months ago that had a negligible impact on anybody except for the few poor souls who died there, which did not die because for the reasons the narrative said they did. So why? And at the same time, we're sending $40 billion to Ukraine. Also, the increasing attacks on pro-lifers. We're just going to ignore that, aren't we? There was an actual assassination attempt against a Supreme Court justice, or attempted one. He wasn't able to go through with it. He was caught, fortunately, beforehand. Just last week, that was buried on page 20 of the New York Times. They don't want to mention that. And most of all, what they want to do with this January 6th is they don't want to have us have a serious conversation about the actual election of 2020, the presidential election, whether or not there was any corruption involved, whether or not there was any fraud involved. And so what they want to do is they want to tag anybody who might suggest that what happened on January 6th, 2021, but November 2020, what happened then might actually be a threat to our democracy. Now, I want to make it clear. I don't think it's been proven. I haven't seen 2,000 Mules. I will be honest about that. I do not think it's been proven, definitely not proven in the court of law, that there was fraud in the 2020 election that was enough to give Trump the election. Trump got millions of votes, tens of millions of votes. Biden got tens of millions of votes. I think it was likely that it was relatively close. Did Trump win? Possibly. I think it's something that is possible. I also think it's possible Biden won. But I do know this. Washington does not want to have a discussion about that. Washington does not want us to talk about that. Because if it came out that it was true, that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent, that Trump actually got more electoral votes than Joe Biden, that would be a greater threat to our democracy than anything that happened on January 6th. Or anything that came after that. That would be the real threat to democracy, because it would show we don't have a democracy or a republic. Yes, I know it's a constitutional republic. We wouldn't have a vote that we could trust in. We wouldn't have the ability to know what do the people actually want if our election could be thrown like that. So all these things are the distractions that the left wants us to ignore. I'm sorry. All these things are the real things that the left is trying to distract us from with this January 6th committee. It's unbelievable, too, how much their lackeys in the corporate press are following along. I believe every single news station and as well as just regular television station was covering, mainstream television station was covering the committee hearings other than Fox News. And they were attacking Fox News for not covering it. Now, I got a lot of problems with Fox News. Don't get me started on that. But the fact is that there's a reason Fox News is the most popular news station of the news stations. Because they know people know that this is a show trial. And they know they don't care about what happens during this committee these committee hearings. So what actually was January 6th? What actually happened? Was it an insurrection? No, we know that's a joke. Was it just a rally? Well, yes, it was a rally. I mean, thousands of people attended this rally. It's one of the biggest rallies in recent history. And people who went there because they wanted what I just asked for earlier, an actual investigation in what happened in the 2020 presidential election. Now, most of those were just regular Americans. Probably almost all of them were Trump voters, but they just wanted answers to these questions. They weren't trying to overthrow democracy. In fact, the exact opposite. They were worried that our democratic system had already been overthrown. And they wanted to make sure that didn't happen. So there's thousands and thousands of people there for a rally. But it did evolve into something else. It was a protest that perhaps did go too far, that perhaps did cross the line into beyond legality. We know that people entered in the Capitol building. We know that there wasn't actually that much damage done. I think there was a little bit. We know a few people died. The problem is we don't know exactly, and this committee is not going to tell us at all what actually happened. But the fact is, we don't even know if they were let into the Capitol. We don't know exactly who did what and when. But at worst, This was a protest that went too far and crossed the bounds of legality and still didn't do anywhere near the damage of most of the Black Lives Matter riots that happened in the summer of 2020. Now, some people would argue it was a false flag operation, that actually the FBI or some other three-letter agency was the real cause of this, that they helped foster this, they helped push it. I think it was Ray Epps is the man's name, is one of the people that people want to know, was this actually one of the three-letter agencies who pushed this to happen, who instigated this? And I think that's a question that should actually be asked. Again, if that's the type of question they're asking at this committee hearing, hey, more power to you. But we know that's not what they're going to ask. In fact, they've made it so none of those type of questions can be asked. Why did Ashley, what's her last name? Barrett, I think it is. I apologize if I got her last name wrong. Here, I got it right here. I want to make sure I get the name right. Ashley Babbitt. Thank you. Ashley Babbitt. Why did she die? Who was it? Who was the person who shot her in the Capitol? I mean, I've seen video of that, and it does not look good for the shooter. And so why, who was that, and what did they do, and why did they do it? Are those questions going to be asked at the January 6th hearing? No, we know it's not. Essentially, what's happened is the left has made it that entering into the Capitol building is the worst possible sin against democracy you could have. The Capitol is this sacred building that cannot be touched. Hey, a BLM rioter burns down a mom and pop shop. Who cares? Who cares if it destroyed that family's livelihood? Who cares that that family might not be able to support itself anymore? Somebody gets killed in a Black Lives Matter or other, or maybe a pro-abortion protest. Who cares? A Supreme Court justice gets assassinated. Whatever. But you dared to step foot into the sacred space of the Capitol building. Now we need to have committee hearings. Now we need to find out what this true threat to democracy is. And I will admit there is a certain symbolic meaning behind the Capitol. And it's a very easy thing to try to rile up the troops with, because there's a certain symbolism that we all have towards a building like the Capitol or the White House or something like that. But frankly, what it tells me is this. If the government goes against you and crushes you through lockdowns or mandates or whatever, that's okay. We shouldn't question that. We shouldn't have hearings about that. But if a citizen dares to go against the government, now we need all the cameras there for lengthy committee hearings to figure out what exactly is going wrong. How can we make sure this never happens again? If we're going to have congressional hearings, what we need to have congressional hearings on is what happened in March of 2020, not January 2021, but March of 2020 that led to the COVID lockdowns, that led to the mandates, led to all that. And yes, that was under Trump. That's the thing. I'm fully supportive of congressional hearings that would put Trump's administration under the spotlight for what it did under Fauci and others starting in March of 2020. And also congressional hearings into these other state, all the states that did all these things. Frankly, I think we should also have Vatican hearings against all the bishops who shut down mass during that time. But no, that was the government destroying people's lives. If people try to even question the government, though, now we need congressional hearings. So the fact is, what's the big picture here? What really happened? What's really happening here? Basically, since 2016 in particular, the American establishment, the government, academia, media, Hollywood, they've been engaging in psychological warfare against the American people. They've been doing this by basically gaslighting, oppressing, manipulating. They're trying to exhaust us. They're trying to make it so that we're just finally give up and say, okay, you're right. All our problems started with Trump. All our problems have to do with the fact that we haven't been good citizens, that we haven't followed along like we should. All of our problems with high gas prices and everything like that has to do with Putin or whatever the current narrative is. And they're trying to exhaust us. They're trying to make it so that we don't ever resist. because they've made it so that if you say something like, maybe we should look into the 2020 presidential election, or maybe we should look into the COVID lockdowns, then what happens is you could be hauled up in front of a court somewhere. You are a threat to democracy. You are a threat to the American way of life. And by doing that, they hope to silence dissent. And then they can just move on and keep doing what they're doing. It's political theater. But political theater is a time-tested way to control the populace. They know there is a growing undercurrent of resentment and of resistance to the regime. And by regime, by what do I mean by that? When I say talk about the regime, I'm talking about the whole government system. So it's the Biden administration, obviously, the deep state, and also the lackeys who go along with the regime. So the corporate press, Hollywood, academia, things like that. And yes, when Trump was president, there was still the regime. He did a few things to try to resist it, but ultimately it still was in power. And so what they're what they try to do is they want to keep us our silence. They want to keep us silent because they know there's this growing resentment and resistance to the regime. And so they're trying to push it down, push it down, push it down as much as possible. The problem is when you try to push down pressure that's coming up, it's more likely to explode. Whereas if you let that pressure out in a more natural way, it's not going to necessarily be an explosion. And that's one of the reasons why I've talked about this before in this podcast. I've written about this, why I think the American experiment is nearing its end, that I think we're going to see secession. And I pray it's a peaceful secession. The problem is when you do things like this to try to keep the resistance down, keep any type of resistance, and I mean anything like just saying that something's wrong with Washington, we try to keep that down and keep it silent, eventually it blows up in your face. And we don't want that to happen. So what can we do? I think the first thing, obviously, vote out the scoundrels, vote out any of these people who are supporting this charade, this farce, this show trial. Now, honestly, though, I don't have a long-term optimism about that. I think what happens is you vote in the Republicans, for example, and then we just go a little bit slower to tyranny, a little bit slower to the woke agenda being taking us over. I think the Republicans have shown they don't do very much to really resist the Democrats. They just kind of slow it down. They tap on the brakes a little bit. I mean, the Republicans are progressives going the speed limit. That's all they are. At the same time, those who are the worst at this should be voted out of office, obviously. But I also think this is another call to focus on the local. I've talked about this many times before. I've had guests who've talked about this. Focus on the local. Focus on building up your family, building up your parish, building up your community, doing the right things there, living free there, living less dependent upon the Leviathan state as much as you can. Those are the type of things we can do. Build up your community through your local political officials, but also more importantly through your parish and in your family and your neighborhood. That's the type of stuff we can actually do that makes a real difference. Because what it does is anything that separates you from the regime and makes you less dependent upon them weakens them. And that's what we should do. Do anything we can to weaken the regime that would conduct these show trials. Do anything we can to weaken those who cling to power and want to keep us silent. That's what we do, is we build up the local. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there for now. Don't follow these stupid show trials and just live locally. Okay, until next time, everybody. God love you.